Morning, we're continuing Chayalim Klal Yud Zayin, and we're going back to Simon Mem Beis. It's a short Simon. Let's see if we can clarify some of the points which come with it, though, because the points are not so short. So a person comes to the shul and he finds in the shul an Aveda, and this Aveda is a Dover Shein Bo Simon. So the halach is that you find the aveda which doesn't have a simon, you do not have to return it, and the finder can keep it. The question over here is, does it belong to the shul? The argument being that it was found in the chutzah of the shul, and therefore I can't take it for myself. I have to give it to the gabbai of the shul to be used for shul purposes. Or do we say that it does not belong to the shul, and I can take it for myself? If it's Darash Yesh B'Simon, obviously the point would be to return it, to pick it up and to make an announcement and return it. But it's Darash Yesh B'Simon. So what's the halacha? So the Chayalim says Zachabai. The finder is Zaycha in the item and can keep the item. Well, Arminan, we don't say the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses Kaina LaHekdish. Will let the chatzar beis haknesses, the fact that it's in the property of the beis haknesses, be kind of for the purpose of the beis haknesses, hektish over here being the beis haknesses. So you don't argue that the chatzar kana mitam yad ven yad lehektish. So the power of a chatzar to be kind of is because we look at a chatzar as an extension of the person's hand, the same way my hand can be kind of for me. My chatzar is an extension, it's a place which holds my items for me, so it's like my yad. And the same, my yad is kana, so chatzar is kana as well. But the more it proves that ein yad lehektish doesn't have a kach of kinyan, something which is in hektish's property does not belong to hektish. I have to imakdish something to make it belong to hektish, or hektish can buy something. But if something of Hefker would go into the property of Hektish, Hektish would not be kind of. So this is the source of this is a Magen Avraham quotes one of a sefer of the Rishonim called the Aguda, and the sefer Aguda writes this point of Ein Yad LeHektish, and therefore the Chatzar Beis HaKnesses is not kind of the Aveda, and it's still Hefker, and therefore the finder can keep it. Now the Mishabur, when he brings this down, he points out that this is a machlokes rishonim whether ein yad lehektish or not. It's based on the Gemara and Bava Basra, how to learn the Gemara. And according to the Ramban, the way the Ramban learns the Gemara, there would be yad lehektish, which means that theoretically the shul would be kind of the item, and the person who finds it cannot be kind of to take the item. And Moshe says in a triple we paskin like the Aguda. And it does not belong to the shul. It belongs to the finder, and the finder can keep it. The Samsara comes along and says he doesn't understand this whole conversation. You have to clarify what the case is. There's a Gemara in Bava Metzia, in Perek Eilu Metzias, which talks about Avedis. It says that which a chotzer is kaina is only kaina, which is a chotzer hamishtameris, a safe place. The chotzer is a safe place to hold the item. And therefore, if I own a store and people come in or coming in and out of the store, and an aveda is dropped in my store, and it's a darish ein b'simon, which means the finder can keep it, somebody walks into my store and he picks up the item and says, "Oh, I found an aveda." So I, as the owner of the store, say, "Excuse me, it's my store. I own the property, and my chutzah is coming for me. It's mine." So the law is that the finder keeps it. The question is, why does the finder keep it? It's my property. And the answer is, because it's not a chotzer hamishtameris. It's not a safe place to hold items. I would not store my items in my store. People are coming in and out constantly. People could easily take things. So if an aveda is not considered to be held safely in my chotzer. an Aveda falls in, a bird picks up something and drops it, and it falls in my backyard, which has a fence all around it. So it's safe. So that's a chatzar which is kind of. Or alternatively, I'm standing there and watching over the chatzar, even though there's not a fence around it, but I'm right there, something falls into the chatzar, so I'm kind of. But this is a chatzar shayna mishter meris. So what would the case be? The case would have to be, he says, that it's not a, there's it's very few people come to this area of the shul, or the he found it. One suggestion is he found it very early in the morning before anybody else came. So right now, really, the chatzar is a safe place. So let the shul be kind of at that point in time. And therefore, the finder can't take it. So that's what we're saying, and yad lehektish, and therefore the finder could take it, even though theoretically right now it's in a safe place. One last point over here, you see that the way we look, now the Gemara in the Dorim says that the correct way to look at a shul is that it belongs to the people who own the shul. People who contribute. Therefore you have two people, if make a netter, I can't have benefit from somebody. I can't go into the shul because he has a portion in the shul and I'm benefiting from his portion. So really, in regards to ownership, it belongs to the members of the community. But so the good, so to be a chatzar of shutfin, not a chatzar of hekdesh. But since it has a kedusha on it, the Gemara says, we look at it, it's a chatzar of hekdesh. So that there are those who dispute the understanding of the Aguda, but it gives us an understanding of how we look at the shul, and not just that it has it's a holy place. The pasha belongs, as it were, to Hekdesh. It becomes a whole different plane. It's similar to the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't belong to the people who contributed it. It belongs to Hashem. So Beis HaKnesses acts as a Beis Hashem, and that's why it's considered a chatzar of hektish, and it cannot be cut. And the chatzar of hektish doesn't have a class of kinyan, and therefore the finder can keep it. Have a good day.